Old Scottsdale Town by Bob Frost. Old-timers remember it was starting to turn real hot. The summer was here and the kids slept outside on a cot. Their mom would hang wet sheets from the porch beams. They could feel the coolness when there was a breeze. Yes, it was summertime and the year was 1951. There were lots of chores and kids couldn't play until they were done. Gather eggs, feed the chickens, and clean the pens. It was hard work, because back then, most families had lots of hens. School was out, and they could ride their bikes over to the ditches. The water was cool, and they'd jump in with just their denim breeches. There also was the slough that ran down the east side. Kids were told not to go there because it was no place to play or hide. Other times, the kids would go in and mess around town. They'd go from store to store to just say hi and never got a frown. There was Earl's Market, Lute's Pharmacy, and Cavalier's Blacksmith Shop. The town was small back then and barely gave travelers a reason to stop. They would also go to the TBRT movie theater just because it only cost a dime. And they could hang around all day if they had the time. Sometimes Mr. Brown would herd his cattle right down the middle of town. Everyone would come out, and that's when some smiles turned down. Back in 51, in Scottsdale, there were only 2,000 town folk at the time. One day, some men came around with a petition for the people to sign. It seems some folks thought we should be an official town. If we did it right and planned it well, we could be the best town around. That's when it happened, some 60 long years ago. Our little quiet settlement became a town, and boy, did we grow. Kids don't sleep out on the porch on a cot with wet sheets anymore. But those early days in Scottsdale, well, they had fun, that's for sure.